After it long shared the name of a residential school, the ferry servicing Penelakut Island has been renamed to represent the community's indigenous heritage. BC Ferries unveiled the renamed Penelakut vessel at a ceremony in Victoria on Friday, December 1. The vessel, previously known as MV Cooper, has served the Chemainus Thetis Penelakut route since 2007. The Penelakut tribe chose the vessel's new name, which represents the Hulkuminam language word for Penelakut and means two logs half covered with sand, according to the tribe. Penelakut tribe is relieved to see the removal of the colonial name Cooper. "Furthermore, we are proud to see the use of our Hulkuminam language," said Penelakut tribe Kaun Josh James. "We look forward to continue building our relationship with BC Ferries." Penelakut tribe members gather for the unveiling of BC Ferries' renamed Penelakut vessel on December 1. Jake Romfif, news staff. "We're gathered here obviously for a very special occasion, one that I think is both significant and essential," BC Ferries CEO Nicholas Jimenez said, addressing a number of Penelakut tribe elders and community members. "The renaming represents BC Ferries' ongoing partnerships with indigenous and coastal communities and reminds the company of its responsibility to safeguard and preserve BC waterways and the communities that depend on them," he added. The CEO said the renaming demonstrates the commitment to acknowledging past wrongs and corrects hurtful historical naming. "It acknowledges that we sail the same coastal waterways as indigenous peoples from up and down the coast as they have forever." BC Ferries CEO Nicholas Jimenez speaks at the unveiling of the renamed Penelakut vessel on December 1. Jake Romfif, news staff. Penelakut member James Charlie said he wasn't allowed on the upper decks when he first rode with BC Ferries, and now ships are being named after his home community. "In my grandfather's days, this was unheard of. Now we're starting to build a dialogue between First Nation people and non-First Nation people. It's really good to witness," he said. "This reconciliation has brought about slow change, but it's a beginning, it's a start, and I love it. It's a very special day for us to witness. This is part of history." BC Ferries unveiled its renamed Penelakut vessel in Victoria on Friday alongside members of Penelakut tribe. The vessel previously shared the Cooper name of the residential school on Penelakut Island. pic.twitter.com/co7yedtcd Victoria News, at Victoria News, December 2, 2023. Esquimalt Nation Susie Thomas, who opened Friday's event with a traditional welcome, thanked BC Ferries for involving their people and said, "I'm really happy that we're all starting to come together to work together as one." The Penelakut vessel is undergoing a months-long refit and is set to resume sailing on December 9. A Penelakut tribe elder raises her hands during a blessing at the unveiling of the renamed Penelakut vessel on December 1. Jake Romfif, news staff. Read, BC's largest symbol of colonialism, now lined with indigenous signage.